Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Pele, the famous superstar of soccer who helped popularize the game here, has died in his home city of Sao Paulo, Brazil. The BBC's Katie Watson reports from there.
This is a moment that people knew would happen, but at the same time was so dreading would pass. And now fans have come to pay their respects. Even the hospital put out a statement saying that they shared with the family and with everyone the suffering that came with the loss of their beloved king of football. And I think that just shows how important he was to so many people here in Brazil.
His death covered wall-to-wall on Brazilian broadcast. Pele was 82. Another obituary of note from the other side of the world, famed British fashion designer Vivienne Westwood, age 81. Look at her legacy from CBS's Anthony Mason.
Hers was a fashion rebellion made of ripped fabric, safety pins, and S&M gear. All familiar now, but outrageous then.
And for many years, the newspapers thought of me as unwearable, nothing to do with fashion. English people are very snobby anyway. They don't like very artistic people to start with. They love me now.
In Jackson, Mississippi, which has had years of problems with its water system, a boil water notice remains in effect. Water pressure there dropping after freezing weather, meaning frozen and burst water pipes. Jeff Good owns a restaurant there.
We live and breathe by being able to serve healthy food in a clean environment. We need water to wash our hands. We need water to be able to clean things. We need water to be able to cook.
About the weather outlook for the New Year's weekend, some rain in much of the south, heavy rain and some snow dew in the west. By FlightAware, Southwest Airlines has 39 flights canceled for Friday, about 62 delayed. Big drops from the chaos of this week. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
From Dallas.
Our work computers are in it, the car seat for the baby, all their clothes.
To Philadelphia.
They are saying that they don't have the staff to unload and give it back.
It's been crazy. We have no luggage. Apparently, as we're told, is keep all your receipts from Southwest and they're to reimburse us.
Many passengers who managed to snag rental cars are simply giving up on their luggage.
But again, so far, so good for Southwest now. Some voters in the New York Congressional District, recently won by Republican George Santos, have had a big change of heart. Do not want Mr. Santos going to Washington.
We were bamboozled. Absolutely lied to.
CBS News has learned federal prosecutors in New York are now looking into Santos's finances and his financial disclosures, and that local Nassau County, New York investigators are looking into Santos, too.
CBS News correspondent Scott McFarland. There are some new definitions out from the Census Bureau, and that means more than 4 million people previously listed as living in urban areas now listed as rural. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll
be woke
in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Through the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block,
maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thursday, that makes it Friday Eve. Dom, here we are doing live radio. Like the greatest radio show ever should and does each and every day for your listening enjoyment.
And you're welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can be a big part. Join us. You know, we break some balls occasionally, but that's how we play. But you'll have a good time, and we'll probably let you say a few things. Lightly screened by Ebone here in the world headquarters, I'm broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios. And you can call us on the phone lines. The party line at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Well, Dom, I'd like to start this hour's party with an intriguing headline. You know, sometimes the headline sort of sets the tone. And this one does. Trump and MAGA misfits turn on Trump's bitch, Sean Hannity. Somehow this one grabbed my attention, Tom.
Yeah. Sean Hannity being Trump's bitch. The Daily Beast, they know how to grab your attention, Curdy.
Zachary Patrizio, and he did some great reporting around the trucker convoy.
Yeah.
The subheadline. It turns out that Sean Hannity has never really believed Trump won in 2020.
What?
Sean Hannity, once the most important mouthpiece for Donald Trump, seems to be increasingly on MAGA World's outs, and a new revelation that Hannity doesn't buy the big lie isn't helping, Dom. In a just-released deposition surrounding Dominion Voting System's defamation lawsuit, the Fox News star said he never believed, not for 1 second, baseless election fraud claims stemming from the 2020 election. That stance, directly at odds with many of his primetime segments and the beliefs of many of his closest allies, puts Hannity in an awkward position, Dom.
Yeah, weird how that works, being a lying POS.
Among the MAGA all-stars currently upset with Hannity are my pillow maven Mike Lindell, former Trump advisor, well, Dom, most importantly, he's a podcaster, Steve Bannon, and far-right radio host Stu Peters. I don't know, Stu. Must be a friend of yours. And even, reportedly, Trump himself. But the person leading the criticism of Hannity happens to be an old friend, pro-Trump lawyer Lynn Wood.
Wow, that is, I love how they put this, the mega all-stars. Lindell, Bannon, Peters, Lynn Wood. Yeah, that is a crew of all-stars if I ever heard any.
What do Diamond and Silk think about this?
I don't know, man.
I'll continue. In a lengthy phone interview with the Daily Beast, Wood said he first met Hannity in 1996 when Wood was representing Richard Jewell after the Centennial Olympic Park bombing during the Olympic Games in Atlanta, Georgia. Despite Hannity doing all the talking in the years that would follow, Jewell being exonerated, Wood went on to consider Hannity a friend and made a good relationship with the Fox News primetime host. Fast forward decades later to the days following Trump's 2020 election loss. According to Wood, on November 6, 2020, he sent Hannity a text message of a clip of Wood speaking at the Republican National Committee headquarters. Along with the clip, Wood expressed frustration to Hannity that Fox News cut away from his comments. What are you going to do about that, Sean? In response, Hannity appeared to have tried redirecting the conversation to something they both agreed on. Election fraud. They stole it, Hannity wrote, according to Wood's screenshotted text messages. And they will get away with it, and our country will be destroyed. Responding to Wood's complaint that Fox News cut off his remarks, Hannity also made a rather peculiar admission. I don't watch Fox, he said. For his part, Wood said he's very disappointed and unhappy with Hannity. This obviously contradicts it. Wood said of Hannity's recent testimony in the $1.6 billion Dominion lawsuit. You know, speaking to the MAGA All-Stars for just a moment, self-preservation is a strong instinct, right? Just ask Donald Trump. If all the man's doing is lying through his teeth to save his ass $1.6 billion and his shared culpability therein, you got to understand why the man would be so motivated. He's given depositions in a $1.6 billion lawsuit that he's sitting at the defense table of.
So this begs the question, was he lying then or was he lying then, right? I mean, you can't have it both ways. You're either lying to your audience and you truly believe that none of this happened, but because you know how the checks are getting cashed, you lie to your audience. Oh, okay, I guess that's something you could do. I would tend to think that under oath, with the scrutiny they're under, and $1.6 billion, there's a lot of pressure to be honest. I think Sean Hannity in that deposition was being honest. Not for one second did he believe it. But you went out there and sold it to all you suckers, and you all paid money to Donald Trump for his defense fund and see how all that went for you. I mean, come on. And he still gets an audience. You still listen to him. Again, people, credibility. Where is it? What does this man have any credibility? I mean, if one thing, I'll give it to the mega Trumpsters, they can see through it. They know what's up. They know that he was lying to them. They know he was lying to the audience because when it was all on the line and he took an oath to under God to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, he told them he didn't believe it for 1 second.
And that's why he must burn. Dom?
A little bit more here. Let me jump in here, if I may. Personal injury lawyer turned election conspiracist has since posted a blown up picture of Hannity's face next to an image of his pit bull rescue dog named Hero. The lawyer claimed such a comparison was intended to leave his supporters to be able to connect the dots. In reality, Wood posts the comparison photos of those he views as foes. New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman and former Vice President Pence are frequently compared to his dog. But Wood isn't alone in his crusade against Hannity. Pillow-hawking election fraud true believer Mike Lindell has also soured hard. Again, a man with tremendous credibility. Sean Hannity is disgusting, Lindell told the Daily Beast. He's a terrible journalist who does not do his job or his diligence when it comes to election crime. He doesn't seem to have any concern over election problems in the country, and it's disgusting. Asked if he expressed such frustration to Hannity, Lindell said he'd of course told him, but the right-wing pillow superstar claimed the Fox News host never got back to me.
Shocker.
Neither Hannity nor Fox News representatives returned multiple Daily Beast requests for comment. Other fervent Trump backers, including former Trump administration official Steve Bannon and far-right commentator Jack Posobiec, don't know who that is, have also taken jabs at Hannity over the last week. Bannon wrote that Hannity should face accountability for terrible advice to Trump, while Jack said has taken a series of jabs at the Fox News host, including posting a picture of Hannity alongside CNN host Don Lemon and Michael Avenatti. Trump superfan Bill Mitchell responded to Hannity's deposition remarks by writing, "And just like that, Hannity ends his career." Hannity's also been called a fraud by conservative commentators. Oh, how we have fallen. The tears of unfathomable sadness. He's also been called a fraud by conservative commentators. Far-right host, you talked this guy, Crudy, Stu Peters, labeled the Fox News host a clown following his voter fraud boomerang. He regularly washes and dries Reince Priebus and Sean Spicer's jock straps, Peters told the Daily Beast.
Man. That's quite a descriptor.
Conservative media has also now gone after Hannity over his election fraud comments, suggesting Hannity was part of the fake Patriot grift. Oh, there's so much grifting. I hope he got a piece of the action. Others on Telegram, such as the far-right Stop the Steal activist Ali Alexander, have found an alternative, oddly specific line of attack, that Hannity allegedly wears a CIA lapel pin on his primetime show.
He's part of the deep state, Tom.
Oh, see, this whole time. Still, Hannity could probably dismiss the dissatisfaction of most of the island of mega misfit toys if it weren't for one problem. According to two sources close to Trump, the former president himself is apparently mad at Hannity. In terms of direct contact with Sean, I think it's been a while, a Trump source said. While the tension between Trump and Hannity predates this latest revelation, Hannity disclosing that he never believed that Trump actually won the 2020 election is sure to further complicate their relationship. The relationship is complicated. Hannity was his lapdog for years, but just like everyone else who's been Trump's bitch at one point or another, the second Trump finds a reason to throw them in the garbage, he takes it, a Trump advisor told the Daily Beast.
I've got a little bit more, Dom. According to three Trump world sources, you know, they must be fine. Trump is still upset with Hannity because the Fox News host advocated for Trump to endorse Pennsylvania state candidate Oz, Dr. Oz. After Oz fell on his face, Hannity found himself on the outs of Trump's inner circle. And a lot of the heartburn stems from the Pennsylvania Senate race, a source close to Trump said. Instead of placing responsibility on his wife, Melania, who also reportedly advocated for endorsing Oz, or looking inward at his own political acumen, the former president has apparently just decided it's all Hannity's fault.
I blame Combs.
Here's a quote from a unnamed Trump advisor. Hannity gets blamed for Oz because it's more convenient than blaming Melania. And now he's been shown to be disloyal under oath. So it's Hannity's turn to get tossed overboard. And while Hannity has found the ire of Trump along with his most loyal supporters, a fellow Fox News host has played his cards more carefully. It's Tucker, rhymes with Tucker. Tucker Carlson isn't openly hostile to Trump, but anyone who's paying attention knows he's not a fan either. Trump is never on the show and rarely gets discussed. Tucker thinks Trump has a lot of the right enemies, but that's about it. Dem, I'd like to think I've made a lot of the right enemies. Many enemies.
I got nothing but friends, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Really? All friends? I could name a few. Come back with us. We'll name names. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. Join us on the phones. 844-96-PARTY.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Let's remind you, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 33 overnight, under overcast skies. Winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast again tomorrow, high of 39. Lows level off around 26 tomorrow night. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Upper 30s Saturday, turning warmer on Sunday, with highs in the low 40s. A dusting of snow Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
Malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
And we are back. Catch a smell that smell. We are the devil's advocates. It's 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I'd like to turn our attention to some of the January 6th transcripts. The headline here at CNN, key findings from the latest January 6th panel transcripts, including from Donald Trump Jr. Let's read. I'm going to jump ahead, Dom, because there's one that I find particularly interesting. Grisham. Now, this is Grisham, at the time working for Melania Trump, said she learned Trump thought writers looked very trashy, but loved that they were fighting for him. Stephanie Grisham, a former White House press secretary and chief of staff to former First Lady Melania Trump, said she learned from people inside the West Wing on January 6, 2021, that Trump thought the writers looked very trashy, but reveled in how they were fighting for him. Grisham told the committee, I heard from several people in the West Wing, more on the military aid or Secret Service side, and then a couple of just people, but that he was sitting in the dining room, and he was just watching it all unfold. And then a couple of his comments, some of the comments were that these people looked very trashy, but also look at what fighters they were. He was kind of reveling in the fact that the people were fighting for him, but he also didn't like how they looked. Preferred a more of a clean cut looking rightist sort, Dom.
You know, yes. Way too many tattoos and beards and long hair. And I remember some reporting at the time about Donald Trump making those kinds of comments. I mean, hell, he'll take your vote. He'll take your money, but he's not a big fan of any of you.
I'm really shocked in you know, hindsight, 2020 hindsight, Dom, that he shook your hand in Des Moines, Iowa, at the Citizens United Iowa Freedom, Freedom, Freedom Summit. Being that, you look kind of trashy, man.
What are you talking about?
I'm sure you had
sexy.
Buddy, we were out drinking till bar time. You got up early that morning. I'm sure you didn't shave. We went to the rally in Iowa thing. I was there to cover Scott Walker. You apparently, you know, bro-hamming it up with Donald Trump. But I look back in the photographs, Dom, you look like you had Jesus mane. You had the full rock and roll hairstyle. You had the 5 o'clock shadow, and you had the glossy eyes of, you know, my rock and roll sidekick. It's only as I, only you can pull off that look, Dom, and make it look good.
Well, thanks for being my big sidekick, Crudy.
Yeah, but I look like somebody's stepdad. You know, I look much more the straight than you do.
See, that's what it goes to show you, man. All the defendants that get convicted, most of them are wearing ties, man. You know, so you can't judge a book by the cover. But certainly Donald Trump likes his riots, you know, in I guess a blue suit and red tie. I mean, that's how Trump does it. That's how he wants you to do it. But I mean, you got to think maybe he liked the Proud Boys. They wore their little outfits, right? And the Three Percenters, they got their little, you know, matching outfits. I mean, that's pretty cute. He's got to like that, right?
Dominic, I'd like to turn to the opinion of Melania Trump. Apparently, she didn't trust her husband's inner circle.
Well, she's more. Got good instincts there.
Well, you know, a BSer knows a BSer, right? Grisham also detailed the former first lady's distrust in people close to her husband after the 2020 election, including Donald Trump Jr. Certainly, when it comes to his kids, especially Don Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle, she never trusted that they were doing things in the best interest of Don Jr.'s father. Almost like he's self-interested. Grisham said Melania also distrusted people that she thought were giving her husband bad advice, like lawyers Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani, and campaign staffers. She would say, I think they're giving him bad advice. I don't think this is smart. She knew, but, you know, the prenup, she wants to get paid.
Another one here from CNN, some of these transcripts, another tranche of transcripts released today. I thought this one was interesting as well. Chris Miller, who served as the acting defense secretary at the end of the Trump administration, told the committee he thought that the D.C. mayor should have greater control of the D.C. National Guard in the wake of the January 6th attack. Miller was asked in his January deposition about a proposal in Congress to give the D.C. mayor the same authority to deploy National Guard that a governor has. Because the District of Columbia is not a state, the authority to deploy is delegated to the Army Secretary by the Defense Secretary and the President. Miller said the D.C. mayor being given more authority over the Guard, being a private citizen, I tell you exactly what I think. Take it or leave it? Heck yeah. The mayor should absolutely have greater control over the D.C. National Guard. I don't know the history, and I'm sure there's all sorts of reasons that are constitutional way beyond what I understand, so I'm just kind of popping off, but there's got to be a way to integrate her or the mayor into this process of work meaningfully and more proactively. Remember, Miller was appointed by Trump after Trump lost the election. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's already, pardon, a scary, scary thing. This is a civilian acting defense secretary appointed after Trump lost. Why would Trump do that? Miller testified to the committee about the lag in getting National Guard soldiers to the Capitol on January 6th, saying that he didn't know why Major General William Walker, the D.C. National Guard commander, believed he didn't have the approval to deploy. According to the January 6th committee report, Walker understood he had to wait for approval from Secretary Ryan McCarthy to deploy his forces, but as he waited on that video call for hours, he did strongly consider sending them anyway. Well, I'm not sure that really answers the question. The lag, remember, we had over 3 hours. Trump didn't do squat. The cavalry was not coming. I mean, they should have brought in the wolf, man. If the wolf's coming, that's all you got to say. Winston Wolf wasn't even called, man. They didn't do anything. And Christopher Miller, a part of that. I'll throw in there one more time for all you folks want to Google Charles Flynn, Mike Flynn's brother, when the Army lied about him being on the phone call about this exact issue.
Dominic, I found it ironic. Congressional Republicans have already requested documents from the Biden White House to initiate investigations, I tell you. But they've been denied access to those documents from President Joe Biden's special attorney. Apparently, Dom, they don't yet have control of the committees.
They don't have the power, man. They got to pull their He-Man sword out before they can. They have to resubmit those requests. Thank you very much.
What happens if Kevin McCarthy can't win the majority and can't win the speaker's gavel? They won't even have committee assignments then. And perhaps no pay for their staff as well. Come back, more Devils.
And obviously, if I'm being audited, I'm not going to release a return. As soon as the audit is done, I love it. I promise. I promise.
Trust me.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Perhaps the biggest star soccer ever had, Pelé, has died in Sao Paulo, Brazil. The BBC's Katie Watson is there.
The tributes have been pouring in, and this is a man who, whether you were an older Brazilian who watched him play, a younger Brazilian who'd heard from previous generations what a phenomenal player he was still so important in every Brazilian's life.
Pelé played pro soccer in the U.S. too. He was 82. Even as Buffalo and other parts of the country try to recover from recent rough weather, new storms will be hitting the West.
Several more of these systems over the next 7 days, bringing an additional really 3 to 6 inches, and locally
even higher than 6 inches across portions of California.
William Churchill of the National Weather Service. Southwest Airlines hoping to be operating close to normal Friday. This week it scrubbed thousands of flights, misplaced crews, passengers, and luggage.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says Southwest Airlines could face severe fines based on the findings of the federal investigation.
Correspondent Michael George, CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome and back. We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the phones, 844-967-2789. Sorry, Crudy.
This isn't a theft of opportunity. You know it's my turn.
What time is it?
It's my time.
Down or here. Perhaps it's our time.
Dominic wanted to share a little bit more from the January 6th transcripts, and we are going to the callers, so be a little patient at 844-967-2789. Found this at the Hill, Dom. Former Trump White House Communications Director Alyssa Farah Griffin called former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany a liar and an opportunist in her interview with the House Committee investigating the January 6th 2021. Farah Griffin's scathing view of McEnany, her former colleague, was included in a batch of interview transcripts released by the House panel on Thursday. In the interview, Farah Griffin criticized McEnany for helping perpetuate the notion that the 2020 election was stolen. Here's what Farah Griffin said. "I'm a Christian woman, so I will say this. Kayleigh is a liar and an opportunist. Now, why does she have to preamble that with, I'm a Christian, so I'm going to say it, she's a liar and an opportunist?
Because she really means that?
Here's what else she said about her former colleague, Kayleigh McEnany. She's a smart woman. She's a Harvard law grad. She knew we lost the election, but she made a calculation that she wanted to have a certain life post-Trump that required staying in his good graces. She said that McEnany wasn't a true believer in the idea that former President Trump actually won the 2020 election. After leaving the Trump administration, McEnany secured a job as a contributor on the Foxy News. Well, it all comes around to Fox, doesn't it, Tom? Farrah Griffin pointed to her new cable news spot in her interview with the panel, saying she got her Fox News gig. It worked out precisely how she'd always planned for it, but she knew better. Farrah Griffin is now a co-host on ABC's The View, so she's also a little bit of a opportunist, Tom. Said that she thinks most people around Trump know that the former president lost the 2020 election. The only people I think that are true believers are Dan Scavino, Johnny McEntee, Mark Meadows, to some degree, she told the panel. Farrah Griffin resigned from the Trump administration in December of 2020, weeks before the official end of the president's term. She told Politico in January that she stepped down because I saw where this was heading. And I wasn't comfortable being a part of sharing this message to the public that the election results might go a different way. But Kayleigh McEnany, according to, you know, ABC View co-hostess Farrah Griffin, Kayleigh knew, and she made a calculated lie, damn, because she wanted her Fox News gig.
I would say most of them made the calculated lie, right? That's where the lack of credibility comes in. You know, Sean Hannity, when there's $1.6 billion on the line and he's under oath in a case, he tells the truth, apparently. Yeah, I never believed it for one second. McEnany, you got to know. But they know, they think they play their cards right. They do what Trump wants, and Trump will be benevolent and grace them with all of his riches or whatever. But to what cost? I mean, you're on Fox News. I guess that's maybe an upgrade for you. Sure, the checks are cashing. Good for you. But you're a lying POS. You knew it. You knew it didn't happen, and you still went out there and said it. And that means that you have zero credibility. So anytime anybody sees you on your show on Fox News, they know that you're a lying POS.
Well, probably not if they're watching her on Fox News. 844-967-2789.
All right, touche.
Jerry listing in Arizona. Welcome, Jerry. What do you got for us?
Hi, Jerry.
Happy New Year from
Happy New Year to you.
Self-medicating 77-year-old healthy lady.
Yeah,
I
you go, girl.
I wanted to clarify something. I talked to you like maybe 3 weeks ago, and I said when Trump, all you have to do is Google Trump sold a mansion in Florida. I said he bought it for $14 and sold it for $95 to that Russian oligarch. I made a mistake. He bought it for $40 million and sold it for $95 million, which is still, you know, $54 million profit. Anyway, that crazy.
Not bad.
I'm in Arizona, of course, and you know we all cheat because we have mail-in ballots. Ha-ha. This is the third state I've lived in, and it's the most convenient thing in the world to have a mail-in ballot. But anyway, that crazy Lorena Bobbitt from Rifle, Colorado, that won, she just ignores Amendment 1 to the Constitution, with Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. She just doesn't believe in it. All she needs to do is read Undeniable by Bill Nye. Bill Nye, the science guy.
Jerry,
have you read that book?
I have not, but Lauren Boebert's not going to read a book either. Giving her a reading assignment is not going to accomplish any goal.
Well, this book would prove that Billy Gelder's made up God. I'm sorry, I hate to tell you, but I am a agnostic atheist, but it's because I have a brain, and you read this book, and it'll make you feel so non-guilty. one more thing. The Christian National Extremists, they're just wackadoodles. They need to read this book, Undeniable, by Bill Nye. I got it used on Amazon for $7.50. Anyway, Happy New Year. Anyway, here in Arizona, that crazy lady, that Katie Hobbs, thinking that we all cheated. All that happened was the voting machines lost some ink.
No, Jerry, you know, Hobbs was the good one. You're thinking of Carrie Lake. You know, I'm coming out to Arizona in April for a concert. I'm going to look you up, Jerry. We're going to party, cowgirl.
Appreciate the call, Jerry. Yes, lots of Republicans, they're down with canon law. They hate that Sharia law and those Islamic people and all the religion force and all that, but they'd be totally fine, absolutely fine. Someone like Lorraine Bobbitt wants this to be some Christian governmental religion. That's what she wants. Of course, Jerry's absolutely right. We are not a Christian nation. We've talked about this before.
You saw, of course, that Rep. Lauren Boebert's Second Amendment themed restaurant,
yeah,
apparently failed, went out of business.
Now it's a Mexican restaurant.
Ironically, it is now a Mexican restaurant. 844-967-2789. Joey calling from Chicago. Welcome. What do you got for us, Joey?
Hey, I just wanted to say I love you guys. You guys are the only two people I can tolerate on talk radio. And just want to say, keep up the good work, and I just love you guys.
Well, thanks, man.
Thanks, Joey.
Did you find us on WCPT 820 AM and start tuning in for the live version? Because we're better live. We're sexier.
Yeah, I stopped listening to WCPT, but I love you guys on TuneIn.
Well, love you back, nice, Joey.
I appreciate it very much. We're tolerable, which makes us better than most talk radio hosts, I think.
It's a low bar.
It is.
844-967-2789. I think that was a friendly call. Wisco Paul, tolerate us and tell us something good.
Hey, Paulie.
I don't have a lot of good, and I tolerate you guys every day, believe it or not. I mean, but it's a great chill. The lady from Arizona, she was so cool. I hope she called in more. It's hard to follow that.
Well, she's got to self-medicate before she can tolerate us.
Don't we all, Paul?
Yeah, that's, you know, a spotted cow and maybe a Johnny Black helps. But you guys do a heck of a good job. I just want to say one thing. It should never be called news. Fox is not news. It's right-wing hate radio. They perpetrate hate and lies every day. In fact, they stir up so much hate, you can't even say Democrat anymore without somebody blowing up at you. And look at the poor governor of Michigan. But and the same can be said about right radio. They were behind this Trump all the way. It's very, very sad. The truth, you guys get the truth out there, and there should have been more truth, and maybe things wouldn't have got as bad as they did. They should have never backed this guy. And like Hannity and the boys, it's all about a dollar. You know, they don't even believe this stuff themselves, you know.
Take this into consideration. Milwaukee, Wisconsin is the best AM talk radio marketplace in America. And I call it that because of the dominating ratings of right-wing talk radio, especially WISN and WTMJ. Those two stations have 20% of all Milwaukee listeners at any given time, day or night. And Dan O'Donnell in the morning has been the biggest perpetrator of misinformation and felonious. I mean, I use the word felonious. I shouldn't say that. I can't prove it's a crime to go to the state capitol and give false testimony under oath. I can't prove it's a felony, so felonious might be strong. But Dan O'Donnell is a host on WISN and WIBA here in Madison. He's part of the cabal. It pays him to lie to the public. Mark Belling, we referenced Mark Belling before. When he is threatening the Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly on his show, threatening his political future, not, you know, literally his life, but when he's threatening him, the issue that Belling is taking with Robin Voss is Voss's unwillingness to support the big lie, the fact that Donald Trump won the election in 2020. That is the motivating factor behind the Republican base. So whatever they're hoping to get out, whatever energy that's there, and of course, whatever money they hope to grift, it all comes, it all springs from the big lie. And right-wing talk radio, hell, they're the ones selling it.
That's so sad, Crudy and Dom. I mean, you guys give people hope. I've said this before, you know, I do some driving. I'm retired, but I still do some driving. And I'm tuning in on the radio, and a lot of other people do. And I don't know why certain people don't understand the power of AM, FM talk radio, but it is very powerful. But it's so sad that you're going to sell out everything for a few dollars. At least, you know, the truth needs to be told. You guys do it. You know, and when you get a Supreme Court justice wife that's even involved in the cabal, or whatever you want to call it, we're lucky we got out of this the way we did, and it still hasn't, justice still hasn't been served, boys. But anyway, I'm not going to say love, but I like you guys a lot. So,
oh, we love you, Paul. We could say it, man. We're okay with it. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Well, really, for me, it's more like lust towards Wisco, Paul.
844-967-2789. But I would say this. It seems to be unraveling, man. I mean, look at all the headlines and the way things are going, and the red wave that wasn't. And as the weeks and months, you know, kind of pass by and tick by, and more information comes out, and you know, grand juries are listening to more information, there's going to be a problem. There's going to be a reckoning at some point. And as I've said it, and I know I joke about it, but there is disarray, not only in the local here state Wisconsin Republican Party, but you can't have a guy like Trump, a disruptor, I'll put it nicely, like Trump, and not have it impact everything that it touches. I'm going to throw this one out there quick, and then we'll get back to the calls perhaps after the break. Trump, on his Truthy Social website, he put a link to an editorial from a mega publication called American Greatness. And here's what that editorial said.
Oh, please share.
I have no intention of supporting a Republican Party that manifestly contravenes the desires of its voters. The RNC can pretend Trump isn't loved by the base anymore, that he doesn't have packed rallies everywhere he goes, but I'm not buying it. Talk to Republican voters anywhere outside the Beltway, and it's obvious that he is admired and even loved by those who consider themselves quote-unquote ordinary Americans. As the author writes at Raw Story, to further emphasize the point, the author states in the later that the editorial that, quote, if the Republican Party thinks it's not big enough for Trump, it's not going to be big enough for me either. So let's step back, right? We have Trump's bitch Hannity getting slapped around by the mega weirdos, right? So because he testified truthfully, they never believed for one second, but he still told something totally different to his audience, right? You got Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene. They're fighting, right? They got all sorts of problems. You got Robin Voss, Assembly Speaker, Republican here in Wisconsin, saying he's going to do everything he can to keep Trump off the ballot. These are Republicans. They're in disarray. We're the Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.
He's not smiling. He used to smile. Before I ran, he was smiling. Now he's not smiling.
I used to run track.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Here's today's STEM tip.
Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanStem. A message from the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 33 overnight under overcast skies. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 39. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 26. A dusting of snow Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up on the phones. We'll try to get you in at 844-967-2789.
I should have stole it back there.
I was waiting for you. I thought you would.
Well, here's what I wanted to spit out there at the end as you're going through all the different points of Republicans in disarray. You didn't even mention the Speaker of the House or the hopeful wannabe Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy.
Right.
Because on Tuesday, January 3rd, that's next Tuesday, Dom, we will find out if he is the first Speaker candidate not to win on the first ballot in 100 years. And I don't know if he's got the votes. In fact, I strongly suspect he does not. Hell, our buddy Bill Press, traveling, I hope he's available next week. But Bill Press said, claimed, prognosticated right here on this fine radio show, Kevin McCarthy would never become Speaker of the House, would never garner enough votes. And here is a strange consequence I was unaware of, Dom, till I found it at Politico. House Republicans fight over the Speaker gavel could have an unintended victim, their staff.
Uh-oh.
New guidelines sent to committees on Thursday and obtained exclusively by Politico and reported by the Devil's Advocates lay out a messy, complicated process for how the Speaker's race will have a trickle-down effect on everything from paying committee staff to student loan repayments. Between the lengthy Speaker fight, which members expect could go multiple ballots and even last days, and House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy's decision to punt contested committee chair elections, many staffers are facing heaps of uncertainty in the next term. And the guidance provided by the House Administration Committee and sent out by the House Chief Administration Officer points to a big warning date, January 13th. So 10 days, Dom, 10 days after they're supposed to have a speaker in place, committees need to be aware that should a House rules package not be adopted by the end of business on January 13th, no committee will be able to process payroll since the committee's authority for the new Congress is not yet confirmed, according to a memo. Also, according to the guidance, if by the end of January 13th, the House hasn't adopted a rules package that outlines how the chamber will run next year, committees won't be able to process student loan repayments. That means House employees enrolled in the 10-year student loan forgiveness program may face breaks in service, which can affect both retirement and whether they qualify for loan forgiveness. They're screwing their own staff and probably some Democratic staffers as well, Dom. But only if they don't embrace Kevin McCarthy. You think the staffers are lobbying behind closed doors?
Right. Also from political crudity of the battleground, Republicans say they will only vote for McCarthy. I mean, this is coming quick, so this is really going to be interesting to watch. More than a dozen House Republicans who were elected in districts that President Joe Biden won in 2020 sent a letter to their colleagues that they'll support the GOP leader for as many ballots as it takes. Rep-elect Mike Lawler, who led the letter, specifically said they would not support any consensus candidate who could emerge in the fray. Meanwhile, it's only 5 days before the body will begin voting on who will take the gavel in the new majority, and five GOP lawmakers are still threatening to oppose McCarthy for Speaker come January 3rd, and that's enough to block him from receiving the needed 218 votes. And what about this? What about this big liar dude? I mean, I know I got to be specific.
Santos.
We're talking about Republicans. George Santos, if that's your real name. What about that? I mean, is he going to sit now? Republicans are even now refuting, pushing back on him, and he's got a local Republican prosecutor who's now looking into. And I said, I'm less concerned about the lies. I'm very interested to know where the money came from.
Well, Dominic, that will all out eventually. But I would say Santos will be impaneled as a congressman. He will vote for Kevin McCarthy. He'll be one of the votes. But if Kevin McCarthy does not achieve the necessary number of votes, the majority required in the House to be named the speaker, then and only then, Dom, can you accurately declare the Republican Party's in disarray.
I'm waiting, man. It's true.
844-967-2789. Our pal, Jeannie from Eau Claire. Happy holidays, Jeannie.
Hey, Jeannie.
Happy holidays to you guys and Happy New Year, too. Boy, we
Thank
got
you.
A New Year to look forward to, and I hope that everybody gets out votes for the judgeship, you know, that's coming up in February. And I hope you guys can get some of those judges on your show. That would be really great. And you know what? People wonder why their government is in disarray. Just take a look at the spoiled children, idiotic children, taking over the Congress. Boy, that's going to be something. They're not going to get nothing done. It's amazing to me that voters aren't more aware. I don't know what they're thinking. There's plenty of information out there on Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't get it. You know, and Jim Jordan. And, man, if people just watch those guys in action, they'd think, what in the devil is running our government? So, boy, it's going to be interesting, not real thrilling, but, hey, guys, keep up the great work. And to the greatest radio station ever, Happy New Year, guys. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. Happy New Year to you as well.
I mentioned before, you know, I make the best of enemies. Really, Republicans judge theirs by the enemies they make. If you hate the right kind of people, you're my kind of guy. I mean, that's Donald Trump's whole claim to fame. He came down the escalator and he talked about murderers and rapists, and I'm sure very good people. Came down by saying, I hate the same kind of people you do. Deep down, I'm a racist, just like you are. And sadly, you know, it's not a lack of information. It's a willing, blissful ignorance.
Well, I mean, there is that. But I think there's a lot of people are getting pulled in a lot of directions, man. You know, people got kids, or they got a job, and they got, you know, older parents. You know, everyone has to make that choice. And I'm not excusing people not engaging in self-governance. I've been guilty of that myself.
I'm thinking this is starting to sound kind of confessional on your part.
I'm just saying that while you know, you and I do this and we talk, you know, talk a little trash on the radio for a few hours a day, and we get through the news and we have some good friends and we have a good time doing it, you know, but it takes dedication and effort and time and energy and resources to dedicate, to want to read up, to understand, not only to read, but to compare, to understand, to learn. And then what does it mean? And how do you apply it? And who do you trust? And who's got credibility, right? I mean, it takes a lot of time and effort to do that. And honestly, a lot of people can barely get through the frickin' day, man. So I do give some leeway for folks. It takes some effort. But the good news is we'll make it easy for you. All you got to do is tune into the Devil's Advocates. And we'll let you know, because we got credibility, man. Look us up. We've been doing this how long, Crudy?
Soon to be turning 11 in our 12th year of broadcast excellence.
Damn.
Coming up soon. We'll be celebrating, party style.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates in our 11th year of broadcast excellence. We'll do it again for you tomorrow. Wisco, raised in the Wisco in Waukesha. Empowered caregivers on WTTN. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on